Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. These are examples of facts. Speaking of facts, fact of history. New York Times article, July 6, 2003. By Joseph Wilson IV. What I didn't find in Africa. What I didn't find. And, you know, I guess we should maybe skip from there to a couple of things. You know, we could bring up Tim Russert. That's a rabbit hole that we won't dive down. But Joe Wilson's book, The Politics of Truth, Inside the Lies That Led to War and Betrayed My Wife's CIA Identity, Diplomat's Memoir. The Daily Cause article, Did John Bolton Out Valerie Plame? These things were actually published. The Afghan War, No Blood for Opium. That was an article over at the Oriental Review back in 2010. That's a good article. I've talked about that in the past. And it is a documented fact. Opium production skyrocketed after the invasion. The graph below from the UN World Drug Report 2008 shows the astonishing increase in Afghan opium production that followed the U.S. invasion. You can see 2000-2001, it had dropped to below 2,000 metric tons. Immediately by 2002, it had skyrocketed to over 4,000 metric tons. So, specifically from this article, the Soviet Army withdrew from Afghanistan in 1989, leaving a civil war between the U.S.-funded Mujahideen and the Soviet-supported government that raged until 1992. In the chaos that followed the Mujahideen victory, Afghanistan collapsed into a period of warlordism in which opium growing thrived. The Taliban emerged from the chaos dedicated to removing the warlords and applying a strict interpretation of Sharia law. They captured Kandahar in 1994 and expanded their control throughout Afghanistan, capturing Kabul in 1996 and declaring the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Under the policies of the Taliban government, opium production in Afghanistan was curbed. In September 1999, the Taliban authorities issued a decree requiring all opium growers in Afghanistan to reduce output by one-third. A second decree was issued in July 2000, required farmers to completely stop opium cultivation. Completely stop opium cultivation, ordering the ban on opium growing. Taliban leader Mullah Omar called the drug the drug trade un-Islamic. So there's that. You know, we could, again, we could throw in things like what four-star general, supreme grand commander, just kidding, Wes Clark, what he said, the policy coup. These are facts of history. This person who makes these comments that has no substantive basis other than to you know, maybe try some ad hominem attack, try a bit of research. I'm guessing you've not the foggiest notion of history. That's interesting because it sounds like you. I don't see a single fact mentioned. Only just trying to make baseless accusations, statements that have no evidence. RAND is a think tank and prepares many the corporations for risks outside the box. Okay, and so what does that mean? I mean, I would say on the face of it, do you find it strange that the RAND Corporation was commissioned by the 1947 National Security Act to be the Army's research and, you know, the Army's preeminent think tank? But now it hires itself out to the highest bidder. And do you find it strange when you read RAND Corporation monographs that they're underwritten by Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment? Does that strike you as odd? Why are we allowing our premier military research to be hired out to think tanks and to other countries and governments?
Oh, because they're our friends.
What happens when they become enemies? What happens when they're all frenemies? Because that has happened historically. Think about guys like Saddam Hussein and bin Laden, for that matter, and Gaddafi, and on the list goes. Guys like Donald Rumsfeld being photographed with these people that are frenemies. 1 minute friend, next minute enemy. Speaking of the cognitive dissonance, don't try to follow it, Chris. It's foreign policy, and you're not a foreign policy expert. It's too complicated. I don't think so. I think there's probably funny business going on. So, you know, this is evidence of trauma-based behavior control that has us saying the things like this person says that just make no sense and defy actual history. We're not supposed to keep these things in mind, though. So, because if we did, then we would hold folks accountable and we would say, you know, as I said yesterday, essentially, that if you're engaging in these kinds of practices, and, you know, the same thing has happened in the COVID era. We could go down the laundry list of things we're supposed to never mind. That's a laundry list, dozens long. But if we could set the trauma aside, then we would look at these things and see them for what they are. Maybe not become foreign policy experts or domestic policy experts, but, you know, we can spot malfeasance. So whether one is actively engaged in the anti-American schemes of elitist Machiavellian fraternal organizations like World Economic Forum, Council on Foreign Relations, again, that new article, the Kissinger Continuum, the unauthorized history of World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders program by Johnny Vedmore is, you know, guys like Johnny Vedmore, this is great research. And so down the rabbit hole, Kermit, Roosevelt, you know, you bump into the Yanan plan, you know, the founding of the intelligence apparatus. It's an extension of British intrigue. Jeanette Conant's book, again, is essential reading there, I would say. The Irregulars, Roald Dahl and the British Spy Ring in Wartime Washington. You know, while Bill Donovan effectively made the U.S. intelligence service the willing handmaiden of the British. Jeanette Conant, page 18. And so, yeah, there was, you know, countries were liberated from the British Empire, sort of. But, you know, then at the same time that was happening, we have this coordination of essentially the British intelligence apparatus all over the world, which gives plausible deniability. You know, Colleen Rowley actually said what she said. Person who doesn't seem to understand history. And if that's true, and you look at what Dan Bongino just said about Lee Smith's research. And, you know, when I think of Lee Smith, I think of that clip that we played before the election. Lee Smith was on with Seb Gorka, I think, Sebastian Gorka. And he said Joe Biden, even as Democratic voters know, no longer exists. There is no such thing as Joe Biden. He's an avatar. And he said, so what's going on? Who is it? It's Barack Obama. That gives us some clarity into what's been going on for the last 3 years. So I think of that, you know, but listen to what Dan Bongino just said about Lee Smith's reporting on the so-called Russia hoax, Russiagate, whatever you want to call it, and Hillary's emails and all of that. It's not surprising when you listen to what, you know, we played the clip of Colleen Rowley yesterday back in 2008 saying, I was trying to talk to the FBI director saying, you can't say these things that are not true. We didn't know. If only we had known. That's not true. By the way, that clip of Lee Smith back in November of 2020, that's, you know, that got scrubbed. So we would see these things. We would, you know, maintain the pattern recognition that someone like Ray Kurzweil says we should just put a chip in your brain or use computing from the web to get rid of, you know, pattern recognition, long-term memory. You shouldn't have those things. You don't need those. We can augment or replace those functions. Remember Chapter 11, 2029 from the Age of Spiritual Machines? Why would he want to do that? So we would spot malfeasance, see patterns, remember things, say, that looks like this. So whether one pled ignorance or whatever, you know, trying to say that this is, you know, groups like the Council on Foreign Relations don't really mean what they have said. I still need to get back to Joe Biden meeting with Richard N. Haass and others. There was a time when we understood that, you know, there's Richard N. Gardner's Hard Road to World Order, Richard N. Haass's Sovereignty and Globalization, published back in 2006. I read that all those years ago, where he's saying, hey, you know, countries need to cede some sovereignty, and or maybe it's conditional. Maybe sovereignty is conditional. If you can't do it, well, who decides, Richard N. Haass? There was a time that we knew in America that groups like the United Nations, World Economic Forum, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, all these kinds of organizations are created with sophistry and intrigue in mind to lead us down the primrose path of destruction with flowery language the whole way. So, you know, Washington referred to these as combinations and associations. Whether you plead ignorance or say, you know, it's a good thing or you have to do it, you know, to get into the halls of power, I think you prove yourself unfit for office. And as a constitutional republic, a government of, by, and for the people, we have a solemn duty and obligation to ourselves, one another, and posterity to oppose these and all forms of tyranny. Insist each and every public official immediately repent of this villainy, I would say, or be forever driven from the halls of power. And that's not a call for violence. It's quite the contrary. It's a call to resist the political violence, deception, and intrigue. You know, these people project their nonsense. Joe Biden talked about political violence, but what he said on September 1 in particular was political violence. It was invoking a form of otherism and eliminationism, calling for the sort of the, maybe we'll call it metaphorical, extermination of one's political enemies. If you're not with us, you're against us. And Corinne Jean-Pierre said essentially the same thing in her press statement. If you're not with the majority of Americans, is the Biden administration with the majority of Americans, according to polling, you know, in the 30s, approval rating in the 30s? Is that the majority of Americans? So we should resist the intrigue and deception that has plagued our nation for countless generations now and led us far astray from the best aspirations of our American founding, and insist that public officials hold to the what Patrick Henry called the great pillars of social and political life: virtue, morality, and religion. Just my two cents. To the phones. Do we still have Pat? I haven't even gotten to the how does trauma work? Recognizing symptoms of trauma. Attention, affect regulation or dysregulation, relationships. You listen to these things that the so-called experts, the psychoanalysts and others talk about, and it's textbook. What we've experienced over the last 2 years and even in the last 20 years, it's textbook stuff, and it's getting worse. Three ways trauma can change the brain. How trauma traps survivors in the past, the neuroscience of trauma. And then worse, go back to James Bridle's TED Talk, the nightmare videos of children's YouTube, and what's wrong with the internet today. Like he said, there are real people trapped within these systems, and that's the other deeply strange thing about this algorithmically driven culture is, even if you're human, you have to end up behaving like a machine just to survive. And he said what you have is software pulling in all of these different influences to automatically generate, to literally automatically generate kids' worst nightmares. Is that trauma? And then roll in Dimitri Christakis' TED Talk, Media and Children. This is not by accident. Then we dive down the history rabbit hole. Corbett, how and why big oil conquered the world. Norman Dodd telling us that we were, you know, intriguers were saying we're never going to return to life before 1914. The State Department must be captured, he said. Remember when Norman Dodd said that? And from there, it's a short trip back to the Johnny Vedmore's article, The Kissinger Continuum, The Unauthorized History of the WF's Young Global Leaders Program. There's another one, too, another companion article, I would say, that is sort of off the beaten path. Maybe I'll mention that. We'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
The other article was the 2015 article by John Schwartz, Intercept article. A new biography traces the pathology of Alan Dulles and his appalling cabal, the Devil's Chessboard. Alan Dulles in the deep state, things just keep disappearing. So the book, as I read The Devil's Chessboard, Alan Dulles and the CIA and the Rise of America's Secret Government, which is supposed to be over at HarperCollins, a new book by Salon founder David Talbot, I couldn't help thinking of an obscure corner of 1970s history, the Safari Club. It's an interesting read. Where did HarperCollins stick David Talbot's book? Because the link doesn't work anymore. That's funny. Why is that? And we could throw in lots of other things. Fletcher Prouty's Playing God with the 40 Committee. What about five people you won't believe work for the CIA? That YouTube video. Oh, no, that's gone. That got scrubbed. Anyway, this article by John Schwartz with David Talbot's book, The Devil's Chessboard, Alan Dulles, the CIA, The Rise of America's Secret Government. And then, again, of course, anything William Bloom, Peter Dale Scott, James Perloff wrote, The Shadows of Power, obviously, is essential reading. And there are many others, obviously, but to the phones, Don in Arizona, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello. I want to ask a question. This guy that calls himself Dr. Patrick Slattery, is he actually a doctor?
I don't know. Can't say.
You never seen the guy?
I have not.
I mean, they keep running these ads every day about 15 times saying he's a doctor. And he's 6'4" and weighs 245. I just wonder if that's all BS or if it's true. But anyway,
no, I think that's Jeremy, right?
Well, he was talking. Jeremy maybe is talking, but he's talking. He says Dr. Patrick Slattery. That's what he calls him.
Well, I can't speak to it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
If they're trying to be funny, you can't tell they're being funny. But maybe he is some kind of a PhD. I don't know. But anyway. As far as these spending money overseas, I think what this is, what it boils down to, is it's a big every time they send foreign aid somewhere, the politicians get kickbacks. That's how they get rich, especially with Israel, but every other country they send money to. I mean, with Israel, we send over $3 billion a year, and then the AIPAC, and that money, Israel, goes to Israel, goes to AIPAC, and then AIPAC gives it to all these, every single politician, just about. But I think every other is within Ukraine. You can see that that's what's going on. Yeah, we'll send them $50 billion. And then maybe, some of these big players like Mitch McConnell, he might get $1 million. I mean, and another thing is, you always hear about this, well, this guy got a contribution. He got a campaign contribution from so-and-so, because they have to keep track of that. But, I mean, as far as taking bribes, nobody keeps, that's not on paper anywhere. I mean, there's ways of getting bribes where it's not going to be, recorded, where
right.
People can track it down, right? So they're all crooks, and that's what foreign aid boils down to.
We played the clip of Colleen Rowley yesterday talking about this stuff, and, she said, she's not just a veteran FBI staff attorney, but, a person who was tasked with handling ethics specifically. And, well, I guess we'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. To your point, Don, I was saying Colleen Rowley said in that talk at UCSB back in 2007, April 2007, that she was giving a talk on ethics a week before September 11, 2001. And they had this phrase, you know, do not puff, shade, skew, massage, tailor up, or tailor or firm up, or otherwise exaggerate the facts. And of course, that's in, I go back to what Mike Rowe said about this stuff. You know, the safety training is one of the things that makes people unsafe. And this, I think, in similar fashion, what she's talking about, this ethics training, anesthetizes people to the reality of the criminality of what they're doing. Things like COINTELPRO as a sort of emblematic example. And now, despite all of this ethics training, and she mentioned a couple of high profile cases while she was talking about that of, you know, FBI agents doing unlawful things. Anyway, we it's been institutionalized. Trevor Aronson, you know, his TED Talk and his book, obviously, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, proves that it's been institutionalized. And lawfare and preemptive prosecution and Hollywood endings are just, you know, part and parcel to catching terrorists, we're led to believe. We shouldn't stand for this in America. It's absolutely outrageous. Do we still have Don?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
The election system doesn't work either, so even if you wanted to vote for somebody good, chances are it's fixed, you know, so... But yeah, George Washington said to beware of foreign entanglements. Mm-hmm. And the founding fathers, of course, I don't think they ever saw envisioned sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to all these different countries.
That's pretty amazing.
It's a crooked. It's just they're all crooks. All those politicians are just trying to grab money wherever they could have the opportunity. So it boils down to. I'll let you go now. Thanks.
Thank you. Much appreciated, Don. So before we go back to the phones, I asked a question recently. A friend was saying some of these same things. And so, you know, speaking of all of these crazy things, you know, this person who commented, I mentioned, didn't mention the person by name, but mentioned the comments. Speaking of Johns Hopkins, even World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, Gates Foundation, certainly, Event 201, SPARS, Cladex, Dark Winter, et cetera, all of the scenario planning and the underwriting by the Gates Foundation, for example. What is the purpose of that? And then, you know, another one of the smoking guns is the Bill Gates, you know, millions could die from bioterrorism at the 2017 Munich Security Conference, which also is another weird home for, you know, inventing invisible enemies. So I'm just wondering, you know, you take those examples, it's everywhere. You know, somebody, speaking of Bongino talking about Hillary's emails again and the Russia hoax, you know, at what point exactly does Bleachbit, Hammers, you know, and collusion at the highest levels of the FBI, it sounds like, and Justice Department, we remember, you know, Comey, you know, saying, oh, I talked to her on a runway. There's nothing to see here. This kind of stuff. It's this kind of behavior is insane. You know, not to mention Haitian child trafficking. Folks from the Clinton Foundation are asked point blank, you know, these Haitian children, where are their parents? Oh, well, you know, what had happened was, no, seriously, where are their parents? What are you doing in Idaho with Haitian children? And their parents are not here. And the money laundering, you know, speaking of the Clinton Foundation, Arkanside, Whitewater, exonerating rapists. Remember Hillary bragged about that? But you know what? We're supposed to believe women. We stand with women except when we're exonerating rapists. At what point does all of this warrant time in orange jammies at ADX Florence or maybe Gitmo or... You know, where is the line, America? Where is the line? Pastor Martin Niemöller comes to mind at some point. Anyway, enough about that. And back to the phones. Sebastian in Sweden, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Chris.
Hello.
Yes. Listen, I just wanted to update the American people on the Swedish election that happened last Sunday on the 11th of September. Right now it's up to 43 or 44,000 votes to the right, to the conservatives that would, you know, take over from the social democrats and the communists and the center party and the green party. So that it's really up in the air, and the counting is still taking place because we still have ballots that need to be hand counted. And they said it would be finished tomorrow, but now they said it could be Thursday or Friday. We have to count the foreign votes that come in, you know, the people that are living, that are Swedish citizens living in America and all over the world. They're also voting. And usually it's exception of the people living in California. it's usually the right wing that gets the votes. The old Conservative Party, which is the third largest party in the parliament now, the second is the Swedish Democrats. So after the Social Democrats, now it's the Swedish Democrats. And they had a really hard time coming along in the last, I don't know how many years they've been there now. I think it's at least 2, 4, 6, 8, at least 8 or maybe 12 years. Now they've been struggling to get into, to get where they are today. With the Jimmy Åkesson as the Swedish Democrats, the leader of the parliament. Right now it's, the seats is 174 versus 175 for the right wing and the old conservatives, which is the Moderat, they're called here in Sweden. And the old conservatives I consider as rhino Republicans in America, the ones like, McCain, you know, remember, Iran McCain, type people like that. They are the old conservatives. But the new conservatives, which is more like Trump and the people that, you know, vote for Trump, are the Swedish Democrats. So right now it looks good, but we still have hand counting. So it's going to take a while before the real results get in. But let me, I tell you, listeners, something else. They always have an election in the schools between the seventh grade all the way through the first year of college grades. Like we call that gymnasium in Swedish here. But it's like it goes from the 7th grade to the 12th, 13th, and maybe 14th grade. You could, you know, if there was a 14th grade in high school. And there, the majority voted for the old Conservative Party and the Swedish Democrats. And that makes me really feel good because I thought the young people were, you know, by the wasteland, you know, almost like been brainwashed too much. But evidently they have it in Sweden. And I really feel good about that more than I do about the people that we almost, the adults almost, you know, the conservatives almost won for them. But I really feel good about the young people. I thought they were, you know, just, you know, finished, like too brainwashed. And that's all I had to say. But I've listened to your program many times, Chris, but I think this is the first time I called in on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the first time.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign. It's a good sign, and hopefully when they, you know, when they count them, that it won't be a count that they have like in America. You know, like what happened last time when 2020 when Biden was elected. Although I have to say, the Social Democrats, the woman, the Magdalena Anderson. She is popular, but she's not that popular. She's Jimmy Åkesson is much more popular than anyone else. But you know, they sort of shunned him the whole time he's been in parliament. They could still do it now, Because in Sweden, we have 8 parties that are in the parliament. And the smallest party that's in parliament is called the Liberals. And they used to be the old People's Party. They were mostly academics. And they could easily hop from the right wing to the left wing. So we don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. But right now it looks good, you know. But I'm really, really happy about the young people in Sweden that are finally waking up. Because Sweden is the most violent country in Europe now.
Hmm.
It used to be Ukraine, but, you know, taking away Ukraine because of the war and everything, Sweden is number one on the list of all of Europe. More shootings, bombings, rapes, robberies, you name it. We have it in this country now.
Out of curiosity,
people are tired of it.
Why do you suppose that is? To what would you attribute that?
Well, it's because of the immigration. About the Rhino Party, about the Moderat, they are the ones who coincide with the Social Democrats back in 2015 and brought all the immigrants in here. And we had two or three weeks ago, there was a boat in the Mediterranean, and of 422 people in the boat, there were only 21 women. Mostly men that are coming here, when they came here in the 2015, they said they were children, which means they were under 18. Some people say they were 13, 14, and actually they were 30 years old. And Sweden, we have 50 or 60 criminal gangs in Sweden. They bring weapons, I mean, narcotics, everything in this country. And it's just turned upside down. I mean, there are places in Sweden that they don't, you can't even go, even the police can't even go in. No-go zones, they call them, just like in a war zone. And Swedish people are tired of it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this country really go down the drain. When I came here in 1970, I was born American. When I came here in 1970, it was a beautiful country, you know, beautiful. No one threw trash on the streets. It was like I can't describe it. It was just the people were nice, but now it's completely down the drain. The large big cities all over Sweden are just terrible. I live in the country myself.
Mm-hmm. I know it's been a big issue for some time now, and you can find. You know, folks can find evidence of that in mainstream news over here, even, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, that's all I just wanted to say to the listeners there that there is still some hope, maybe around the corner, but at least I'm really happy about the young people. They're finally waking up, and I was afraid they wouldn't, but they are doing it. They're not brainwashed as much as... Well, this is the 7th grade, so they're all, I mean, maybe the lower grades, I'm sure they're brainwashed, just like in America, you know. We had the same thing, this trans, you know, gender and all this woke stuff here in Sweden. They take after America, unfortunately.
Isn't that interesting? Which reminds me of, there was a document, World Economic Forum document. I mean, I remember early on, you know, Lego had that massive campaign. They called it Rebuilding the World. It was the first international marketing campaign they'd had in over 30 years, I think. And there was some document, I was looking into that, that mentioned kind of, I would say, the octopus, the tentacles. And all of the organizations working in all of the countries around the world to create that continuity that you're talking about. And it's fascinating.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, I know. I went to Lego. You're talking about the company, the Danish company, who is building blocks. I went to Legoland with my two sons were really young. Now they're grown, and married, but it was a nice place then, back then. But this was in the middle 80s, late 80s, actually, in Denmark. Mm-hmm. But the Danes are good. I think they're more aware about the immigration problem than the Swedes are. They always have been, even though they're not politically. I mean, the Social Democrats in Denmark have. I think their leader went to Zambia, and they're thinking about putting people before they immigrate to Denmark. They have to go to Zambia first. And, mm-hmm. and that's pretty progressive. I mean, for the right, for social democrats.
Yeah, we're headed into a break.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks for your call, Sebastian.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm
Welcome back. That's perfect. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. So the documents that I was thinking of, World Economic Forum documents, platform for shaping the future of the new economy and society. Now, three documents, two published January 2020. What was going on in January 2020? Think about the timing. Schools of the Future, that was the one that I was thinking of when Sebastian was saying what he was saying. Schools of the Future, defining new models of education for the false industrial revolution. That's the first one. Second document, Jobs of Tomorrow, Mapping Opportunity in the New Economy. That's January 2020. And finally, The Future of Jobs Report 2020. That was published October 2020. So, for example, which countries have the digital skills to master the false industrial revolution? Sweden is well positioned, according to guys like Klaus Schwab. This on page 12, governments and nonprofits can work together to shape more inclusive education systems, more inclusive. In Sweden, for example, a local organization distributed author Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's We Should All Be Feminists to every 16-year-old student in the country in 2015 to spark dialogue about feminism. Spark dialogue about feminism. Is that the Marxist spark, perhaps? What local organization? So, one thinks again of, you know, Quince's reference to Wayne Madsen's The Almost Classified Guide to CIA Front Companies, Proprietaries, and Contractors. Sweden gives We Should All Be Feminists to every 16-year-old student. We should all be feminists. But, you know, you look in the back and just it's astonishing. You know, schools and organizations that contributed to the Schools of the Future campaign, all of these organizations, in my opinion, should be boycotted, effective immediately. And there are many. Platform for shaping the future of the new economy and society, business partners. AARP, Accenture, AIG, Amazon, AT&T, ADP, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bloomberg, Booking.com, Boston Consulting Group, Cisco, Coursera, Dell Technologies, Nokia, Nestle, of course, NBC Universal, Microsoft, of course, Merck, MasterCard, Lego, like I said, LinkedIn Corporation, Johnson & Johnson, UBS, Unilever, Upwork, Verizon. But Chris, it's an oligopoly, like you've said. It's inescapable. No, it's escapable. We have hard choices, that's all. So, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.